We've had a good week, and the guys have really prepared hard. And again, and I don't want this to fall on deaf ears, nor do I want it to be overly repetitive. I've had no pushback, and anything that we've asked, we've gotten. And the guys continue. Youth, young, that's no excuse. They're all old enough. And I shake my head when I hear coaches and I hear moms and dads talk about that. You're 20 years old. Are you kidding me? And you don't know what to do? You're 21 years old and you don't know what to do? You know, I'm 5 or 6 years old. My dad made sure I knew what to do. Otherwise, you didn't do it anymore. And this young team is mature enough. They're fine. And we always have to get better. We always have to prepare better. We always have to know the opponent better. And does that come with more time on task? They've been playing a long time, okay? There's just a different guy and a different jersey number, maybe a little faster, a little stronger. It's the same tips, the same tells that they had in college that they didn't pay attention to and their coaches didn't tell them anything about. So our guys have done a very good job of attention to detail. And then one more time on the Friday practice, you know, I think they're going to go right now, go have a fight in the parking lot. And that's good. You know, I mean, they're that way. And we have, and I think Coach Jackson does a great job of this. You know, we have the captain's players meeting right now, and they're going in there. And it's more important how they see the film than how I see the film. Now, we'll get along better when we see it the same way. We'll get along better. But the fact that they have opinion, and then the fact that I can, we can't empower them, and the fact that they understand it's their, our defense, then ownership makes everything better. And ownership of how we play, what we play, all that kind of stuff goes a long way that way. So been very pleased with, you know, how they've responded, and been very pleased with how they responded at halftime last week. You know, I got to check my ego. You know, I want to go off. But I could have gone off at halftime and what, lose them in the second half? They came back out in the second half, played lights out, and there was just a few minor things that happened in the first half. Those are learning, teachable moments. And with the people that were involved, I think very teachable because they're pretty sharp guys that way too. They're pretty instinctive guys. And so I've seen this week in practice them already change a leverage or change a thought process, change a technique that will be more helpful in that situation again. Questions?
You indicated that Miles is doubtful for Sunday, but in the event that he is able to surprise everyone and play on Sunday, just what type of shot in the arm?
You know, you guys have seen that. You have to see that in practice, everything. And the fact that the head coach said that, then, you know, I'll let the head coach handle that. And obviously I'm a better coach when he plays.
But you realistically expect to have him?
You know, right now is that the head coach said he's doubtful. Don't read anything else into it, and don't get me to make it everybody else squirm in the room. Don't ask me again. The head coach said doubtful.
Jamie Collins isn't playing Sunday, but I wanted to ask you about him. And admittedly, some of the way he viewed his contract, which you probably ignore totally. But should he be making bigger plays? Should we be seeing more impact?
I will tell you this, is that he's one of the best players I've ever had a chance to coach. And there's so many things. And again, take this the right way. From a statistical standpoint, you have no idea all the things, disruption standpoint, that he does, all the communication things that he does, all the violent contact things that he does when he knocks the ball to somebody else to make a play. He's played lights out. He really has. And the flexibility of his skill set allows us to do so many different things. Now, through the plan of the opponent, will be how he's used, meaning that if the opponent does certain things, and I want you to, if you ever take a look at the film, go back, look at the film, how many times he's placed at the point of attack and how many times he's disrupted the point of attack, be it the pass game or the run game. Behind the ball, when he's behind the ball as a zone linebacker, You know, he's as good as any of I've ever had a chance to coach. And what we call the chase scrape skills, you know, Kirk's is there more times than he is because he is our strong side linebacker. And we call it strong side linebacker not because you put a weak person there. You put a physically dominant, strong person there. And his rush abilities have been outstanding, too, and how he's collapsed the pocket. And then the other thing, too, is when you see him in rush positions, you have no idea whether he's rushing or covering. You know, he may be in coverage when he's up there in that rush position. And I smile and laugh about frustrating, you know, Marshall Faulk many years ago. And then Bill copied that in a Super Bowl against him. But how, and Willie McGinnis did that same thing about how a defensive end, you know, is providing leverage and coverage help to an inside linebacker. And they turn the coverage over to each other, depends upon the release of the route. And Jamie can do all those things. He's done great.
Yeah. What didn't you like about the performance in the first half against
Hurley? That last week? Yeah. Okay. You know, the thing that the end of the half, right at the end of the half, you know, the 19 seconds ago when the ball popped. And the guys know that. I'm not saying anything that I haven't already said vocally in the room about, you know, we have a run call, you know, and when they pop the run, it's an overloaded, you know, we have more than they can block. And we just, you know, missed a couple tackles, and we've been a dominant tackling team. You know, we measure here yards after contact, inches after contact, blades of grass after contact. And last year was not a very good tackling team here at all. And really, of all the places I've stepped into, probably the worst, okay? And this year in the preseason, even guys who didn't make the team, our yak statistics were off the charts, very good, and have been very good all year. Last week, because of that one play, the stat got skewed a little bit. And I smile and I laugh about people talking about missed tackles when there's no contact. No, that's a whiff. That ain't a missed tackle, okay? And that, you know, we measure after there's contact made on how much territory is gained. And then, you know, right before the half, too, and that, you know, they got down to the inside the five-yard line, inside of 5 seconds, and that took some cojones to go ahead and go for a touchdown, and we're in a double coverage on the guy that catches the ball. I got to calm myself going in at halftime and didn't lose them. You know, and I will tell you this, they came out and played very well. One of the things to all will also monitor and take a look at is take a look at differences of teams that you watch in college, high school, NFL even, on what takes place in between series. And wherever I've been, our staff is very, very well versed on making corrections on game day, not the day after. They can have your job on the day after. Everybody's an Einstein the day after. You got to do it during the game. You have to do it during the series and from possession to possession, first half, second half. And I've always taken great pride that we've been able to do those things most places that we've been. Thought they did a really good job. I really thought the staff and I thought the players were very into it. And then as you take a look out on the sideline, the position cooperation, you know, there's a lot of egos involved in professional sports, be it coaches, be it players, be it position groups. Hey, we're a defense, all on the same page, all together. And I was very pleased with the position cooperation and the understanding of what was going on. So outside of that one series right there, and again, you know, I've played lots of places where we have to come in and we call it sudden change. We call it an adversity situation whenever we have to play after a turnover. And we're always really good wherever we're at. And we gave up 2 touchdowns. So we don't do that. And I don't like that at all. 3 of them, we got 2 turnovers, got it back for us, we forced a punt. If you force a field goal, you win. After a turnover, you win, make them kick a field goal. So those were the things I didn't like in the first half. And to their credit, they were very focused and made the corrections the right way.
How has Jason McCourty, been playing for you both on the field, but also the leadership he's probably
very good. No, he's excellent, and we knew that. And I think one of the things we talked about when we signed him is, number one, he wanted to be here just like I wanted to be here. I don't want anybody around here who don't want to be here. I don't want to beg a player that you have to be here. When you're drafted, you have no choice. If you're a free agent, you don't want to be here, then go someplace else. That's fine. But I know J-Mac. He's a good young man, and his brother too, and that he has been the right way behind the scenes. And people want people to talk more in leadership. You know, in pro sports, you talk too much, people tone you out. You got to lead by example. And then when you say something, they'll listen to you. But if you don't lead by example, be on time, be focused, be prepared, study, 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 all of a sudden a young guy asks you a question and you have the correct answer, well, maybe he asks you more questions. You don't have the correct answer, he's not going to ask you. He's done very well. He's been a good addition in that area, and he's played well too.
So if Burgess is taking over for Collins, what do you lose there, and how do you assume he's not as good as Jamie?
I made a career out of players identical to Mr. Burgess. Everybody else says he can't play. I love coaching those guys. I love being around those guys. And have you seen since we've walked in the door the change in him? He reminds me of the intern coach that I had here all preseason and training camp, Jolon Dunbar, who played for me for 9 years. He reminds me a lot of Jolon Dunbar. He has instincts, and he is tough. And when I say instincts, he understands where the ball is going before the ball goes there, so he just gets off and goes and train wrecks it. I'll live with that. I'll live with the fact that he's a tough guy that way. And what a lot of people don't know is that from a mental capability, there's only certain guys we ask to play one position. And I've told them all they have to play two for position flexibility to get through injuries in a game. Burge plays four. He plays four positions. And so when you're smart and you're tough, then hopefully if I'm smart, you know, I can find ways to help you play. And I don't have to worry about him doing things incorrectly. And when he does do things incorrectly, he's a train wreck. I'll live with that.
So what four positions then?
He'll play all of them. You want him to play nose guard, defensive end? I'm not going to tell you what position he plays. He's going to play. Yeah. He's going to kick field goals.
Those lines. Trevon Coley's another guy that, you know, he was
there. You go too. Look at that. You know, and I think back is that he had to be at our rookie mini camp. See, he still had eligibility that where he had to come when none of the veterans had to come. And I'm looking at him in the room, you know, and watching him and how far he came because his eyes were so big in that first mini camp, and now actually has a little swagger about him. Okay, actually has, you know, a toughness about him that he sees that someone gets him, okay? He can't do everything that Miles can do, everything that Nate can do, but, boy, he can do the things he can do. And when people and players say they're going to be the best there's ever been, just be the best you can be. If you'll be the best you can be, then maybe you might have a chance at playing. That's what he's doing, okay? And we're not asking him to do too much either. He can, you know, and each week – he flashes and shows us a little bit more. He really does. He's done very well, too. I love those guys.
Great. Just a couple more. You've been, I know we talked about against Pittsburgh, how Roethlisberger got rid of the ball so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has to do with the pass rush. But through two games.
Same thing last week, too.
Are you getting what you need out of
it? Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. And I'm forcing the ball. You know, we've had hardly, you know, one of the things that was a problem here last year, too, was how many deep balls was being around here. And you're not seeing that right now. Why? Is because of, number one, how long can you hold the ball? And number two is that the techniques of how we go about playing that. And we're always going to be more disruptive. But when they are, as you take a look at what Baltimore did, and I know those guys really well, from the max protection angles, and until they got no back, and then their no-back stuff was very quick. And so that's good coaching on their part because they know I'm coming after them. And so the coaching point is that we may not be able to figure out where they're coming from. So quarterback, you block them. All right. How do you block them? Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. And Deshaun, you know, he'll learn that too. And he's doing better about that too, is that not all the times can you picture and do you see exactly where the pressure is coming from? So you got to block it by getting rid of the ball.
We talked about Peppers playing so deep to take away those over-the-top plays. Have you always played safety that deep, or is that unusual?
And again, when you ask that, so you haven't looked at the other places I've coached? Yeah, that's the same. You know, and I first started out with Sean Taylor, who is the best football player I have ever coached, who the day he broke the record on Favre throwing the most interceptions in NFL history, you know, he had the opportunity to get five that day. He got two or three. He dropped two other ones. And one of the things is that, and I laugh because somebody asked me, you know, in the organization, asked me how come I play Peppers so deep. Okay, they said, why does Peppers plan so deep? Because I told him to. And when he no longer does what I tell him to do, he's going to be your intern or somebody else's intern in the building. Okay, he's going to play where I tell him to play. And when you take a look at how well he has played, there's only been four passes thrown farther than 20 yards against us this year. Two have been interceptions, one has been incompletion, and one was caught by Antonio Brown that still pisses me the F off. And that was a punt. That wasn't a throw. That ball should have been knocked down, carted off, turned over. No way should that pass have been complete. Jabril's doing very well. He's doing very well. Not only him, but some of the other things we do. And we have, you haven't seen them all because of the philosophy of the things against us. But we've got 18 pictures of where he plays. There's 18 different spots he's supposed to play when he's back there or wherever he's at. And it just will go into whatever game plan's effective. You'll see him in different places this week, you know, on certain spots because of what we want the quarterback to believe. To believe, not know, but to believe.
Last one. I totally understand everything you're saying about how effective he is in that role, but is any part of you find it difficult to take him far away from the line because he seems like such a good tackler and such a good playmaker that way too?
Let me ask you this. Who do you else you want to put back there? Nobody else. No. You haven't been watching practice. You've been over yik-yakking over there when we're practicing. So, no. Nope. You know, I've given every single defensive back a chance to prove that you can be the angel of this defense. And the angel is a person that covers everybody else up. He's the angel. And that's the big picture we have in our defensive team meeting room in the back of the room. Why is it in the back of the room, not in the front of the room? Because you're in the back of the defense, and you got to be the angel. And the tackling in space, he'll tell you right now, it's 10 times easier doing it from that position than, and again, I used to be a DB coach a long time ago too, and I shake my head in this high school and college stuff that I see and NFL stuff that I see where you place a safety 12, 14 yards deep and you tell him to sprint back 25 yards and then break on the ball. And then you have to understand how much distance he can travel after he transitions out of a back pedal instead of just standing there flat-footed and letting Jabril cut it loose. I'm not as smart as you guys, I guess.